Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you so much for tuning in today or listening to the show archive later, whatever the case may be. I appreciate you. And so, you know, a lot of times people listen to us live, and sometimes people listen to us archive. So it's all good. All right. You know, spirit's the same today, yesterday, forever. It's the same. And so we just have to go with the ebb and flow of life. And, you know, sometimes that's hard. Sometimes things come up that we just don't really want to deal with, but it's a part of life. And right now, my family's actually facing one of those situations in our lives. And it has to do with my mom. And so, you know, so we're dealing with that right now. And I'll talk a little bit about that later on in the program. Be asking for your prayers and stuff as we make some decisions where it concerns my mom. Okay, let's see. What do I want to tell you? Let's tell you the card for the show. How about that? Comes from my Healing with the Angel deck, my very first deck of cards. And it's Surrender and Release, which is a perfect card for today for me and maybe for you as well. You know, there's just some things in life that we have no control over, situations that come up that we have no control. It's just a part of life. It's seasons, spring, summer, winter, fall. You know, there's a purpose and a season for everything that happens in our lives. And it's hard for us to realize that at time, but we have to trust spirit in all situations, in all circumstances. And so surrender and release is the card for today. So if you're dealing with something that you just don't think you can handle, turn it over to spirit. Do you know that spirit can handle every situation in our life? Everything. Spirit already knows what is going to go on in our lives. Already knows ahead of time what's going to happen in our lives. And so let's surrender and release our lives to the spirit within us. And I feel like that if we can do that, if we can really honestly do that, then life will be a whole lot easier for us. We're holding on to things that we don't need to hold on to. A lot of times we're afraid of change. We're afraid of things that, you know, we like things the way they are. Well, I hate to tell you, life is constantly changing, constantly moving. And we have to adapt. We have to adapt. Okay, so surrender and release whatever you need to surrender and release to the spirit within you, okay, and to the spirit of the universe. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us. And Father, Mother, God, when we don't have wisdom and we don't have understanding, it's within us. Help us learn how to tap into that. Guide us and lead us in every circumstance. And let us know that everything is in your control. Everything happens for a reason and a purpose. And we have to see that. We have to understand that. And sometimes, Father, Mother, God, we have attachments to people, to things, and we just don't want things to change because it shakes up our little world. But sometimes our little world needs to be shook. Sometimes we need to come out of sight of our boxes. And Father, Mother, God, help me come outside of my boxes. Help me follow you closer more and more every day in my life. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I pray that you would help me completely move out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. And I'm so thankful for that. Father, Mother, God, I pray for my listeners right now. I pray that you would touch their lives and help them in every situation that they're faced with at this now moment. And Father, Mother, God, we surrender and release everything to you. For in doing so, we know that you are working for our higher good. And Father, Mother, God, we thank you for that. Right now, I surround me, my listeners, and this program with the white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection, and continue to lead us and guide us in this now moment. And we say namaste, and we say amen. Let's go ahead and put on a song. Your calls will be next. At 347, I forgot to give you a call-in number, 347-327-9316, 347-327-9316. 327-9316 is the call-in number. And you get to talk to Rose first, and then Rose will get some information from you, and then put you in the queue, and then you'll be on air with me. That's how things work here. 347-327-9316. I got some awesome guests coming up, too, that I'll talk about here in a little bit. Some really cool things coming up on Spiritual Talk Radio. But let's be in this now moment and see what Spirit wants to say in this now moment on Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
There comes a moment when my heart must stand alone on this lonely path I've chosen, like a house that's not a home. Sometimes when I feel I've had enough and I feel like giving up, you will need to be all I can be. Now nothing can stop me. The world will come reaching out and embrace me to be all I can be. Now nothing can stop.
You know, and I definitely believe in the power of you and I. You know, I was thinking today when, you know, decisions were, you know, when we had to come to the realization, I know there's a time in life when you have aging parents. I'm just going to talk a little bit here. When you have aging parents, there's a time that comes, unfortunately, when you have to make decisions. When you realize that you can't do it on your own anymore. That, you know, you want what's best for the individual. And in this case, the individual is my mother. My dad's been trying to take care of her the best he can. I've been helping where I can. But it's to a point now that it's beyond us. And we just want what's best for my mom, But it's hard, you know, because you start realizing that things are changing, that things are not the same as they used to be. And so it's hard. You know, change is hard sometimes. And, you know, I you know, first of all, I was a little sad, and then I started thinking, you know, our perception of things, you know, of how, you know, I was looking at this as a bad thing. But then I started thinking, maybe it's a really good thing. Because in some ways, you know, I'll have more time with my dad on one-on-one. My relationship with my dad can have some work done to it, and that might help. And so, and then, you know, one-on-one time with my mom when I'm at the nursing facility where she's going to go. So, you know, it's all in the way we look at things. It's all in the way we perceive things. You know, if we perceive things bad, then that's how we're going to see them. That's how they're going to be for us. But if we see things in a different light, and in a positive light, every situation in our lives, if we look for it, and sometimes it's hard to see it, but every situation in our lives has a silver lining. Every situation has a silver lining. There's a purpose in everything that happens in our lives. They teach us things about ourselves. And that's what we have to do. We have to learn to adapt, learn to go into the flow of life. And sometimes that's hard to do. I know. Sometimes it is. All right. Let's go ahead and give you the call-in number one more time to the program, 347-327-9316. You get to talk to me. Hopefully that's a good thing. All right. I think it's a good thing. I love talking to you. Hopefully you feel the same way. And so let's talk to Jill and say hi to Jill first. Hi.
Hello. Thank you.
I appreciate you calling in today. How can I help?
Do you just have a message for me? How's that?
Okay. Let me pull some cards for you, Jill. Let me see what's going
okay.
on, okay? All right.
Thank you.
No problem. All right. I appreciate you calling in today. So how's your day going
so far?
I
appreciate you taking calls today.
No problem. I love taking calls. So, but yeah, go ahead and pull some cards. Actually, I'm going to pull this card. It's actually the card that we use for the show as well. But it's the surrender and release card, and I think that Spirit just wants to tell you, Jill, that there's just some things that you have no control over in your life right now, and just hand that over to your spirit guide and your angels. They're going to take care of that. A lot of times, you know, we try to get under the hood of the car and mix up things and try to work on things, and we get in the way sometimes. If we just learn how to surrender and release the Spirit, things will go a whole lot easier. Does that make sense to you? That would
yes,
be popping
up? Yes,
it does. Yeah, and I got a really cool card that's popped up here. I love this card when it pops up. It doesn't pop up a lot. It's the miracle card. And I feel like that as you go into August and September here, Jill, I would really be expecting a lot of miracles in your life. In almost every area of your life, I see miracles. Especially when it comes to your finances. I feel like that as you go into August, I feel like that you're really going to see some changes, positive changes, where it comes to your finances. So that's what you're looking forward as you go into August and September. Your guardian angels, the next card I pulled, just coming in here saying, hey, you know, I'm watching over you, taking care of you in the situations that you're facing right now. And that's a nice thing to know. You know, it's like today with my mom and all the things that are going on in my family at the moment. It's nice to know that we have angels around us that are ministering unto us and helping us and guiding us and all that stuff. So you have one watching over you today, Jill, and hopefully that helps you, and I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. I
You're
feel
welcome.
So much better.
Well, good. Well, you know, you just hang in there. You know, we got to look at it this way, Jill. If we're in a bad situation today, that situation is going to change. You know, things don't stay bad forever, thank God. So they, you know, things do get better. So you know, just realize that and know that things are going to get better for you. A lot of miracles coming up your way in August and September, okay?
Thank you. So you have no idea.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. You have a great day. Yeah.
You too.
Yeah, you're about to go through a breakthrough. I mean, I'm it's funny, my spirit guide Stephen is showing me a wall, and he has this huge sledgehammer, Jill, and he's breaking through that thing for you. And he's telling me that the times of you struggling, the times of your strife are over, that it's time for you to step in and pass your obstacles and going into your future. And hopefully that helps you. And we do appreciate you calling in so much today. Kimberly, let's get you on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I am super duper. How can I help?
I, just like the lady before, just wondering how my finances are going to go. I'm moving, and moving is going to cost me. And I have to take my car to the shop. And I just, I want my finances to be better than last year. And I just want to know if you've got any information about that.
Okay, the first thing that I do got some information for that. The first thing that I tell you is you need to get a number. The one that I want to tell you, Kimberly, we're going to do this together. I want you, at this moment, I want you to put a number in your head that you need, okay? And I want you to think big, okay? Don't think little here. Think big, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to get a number in your head, okay? You got a number?
Got a number.
All right. Now, I want you to see that, and I want you to believe that that number is going to come to you, okay? Because I believe that. And what I want you to do is I also want you to put some feelings behind this. As we manifest this amount of money for you, I want you to feel how that's going to make you feel, how secure that is going to make you, you know, things like that. I want you to experience that, okay? I think a lot of times when we're manifesting things, what we're forgetting to do here is we're forgetting to put the emotion behind it. We're you know what I'm saying? We're saying, oh man,
yeah.
I like to have this car, but we don't feel that car. We don't experience that car. And mm-hmm. so, you know, how that's going to make us feel, you know, how that new car smell, you know, those things. And so what I want you to do is I want you to have that number and stick that in your head. The other thing I want you to do here, Kimberly, is I want you to go to like a store and get some play money, and I want you to make a board with money on it. I want you to see money coming to you, because I definitely see that. I definitely see that flowing to you. But you know, you're gonna have to take some steps, and that's manifesting it, seeing it, and believing it. You know, a lot of times we go, oh man, I'd like to have that, but we don't think it's really going to happen. You know. And so it does.
Uh-huh.
And so what I want you to do is definitely see a breakthrough. I see a breakthrough financially for you as you go out of July. It could be as soon as, I would tell you, it could be as soon as 2 weeks here. But I'm going to go with the end of July, early August here. You definitely are going to see a breakthrough here. Yeah, it takes a lot of money to relocate. You know, you got a new place. You got, you know, this and that, and little things come up here and there. And so, you know, things that we don't expect to come up. And so, but yeah, this is definitely going to be a good move. This move is definitely orchestrated by the spirit within you. So I only see good things for you, Kimberly. I want you to see good things for you, okay?
Okay.
And keep,
I'm definitely
keep going to
do that.
Yeah, and you know, and every day I want you to say that number out loud. I want you to say that out loud. I want to say, you know, I don't want you to say it right now, but whatever that is to you, I want you to say, man, I see da 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 coming to me right now. And I want you to say that every single day of your life until you get it, which is probably really soon. All right?
All right. Thank you so much, Michael.
You're welcome, Ryan. Hang in there. All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah, it's coming. Man, you know, if this manifesting thing, it works, guys. It works. But the one thing I'm learning here about manifesting is as I you know go into this, is that we have to experience that. We have to feel it. We have to believe it. You know, I can say all day long, man, I'm going to get a brand new car parked in my driveway, but if I don't believe it, do you think a car is going to end up in my driveway? Not a brand new one. Because I don't really believe it. You know, and I think a lot of times on our spiritual journey, we're saying, man, I know that Spirit can do this, but do we really believe that Spirit can do that? Something for you to think about as I take my next call. 954, I'm not going to try to say your name. So could you say your name for me, please?
It's Claudia.
Okay, all right. I I had a different name in front of me. So, okay. But that's all right. Okay, go ahead.
Actually, my question is kind of the same as the first one. What message does Spirit have for me? Because I feel like there's definitely something I need to know.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a couple questions really quick here, okay? Spirit wants to ask you some questions, okay?
Sure.
All right. The one thing, why do I see a lot of writing around you? Do you write? Why would I see writing with you? I keep seeing you writing.
Writing. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm a real estate agent. I mean, I do, you know, contracts and things like that.
No, this is like a book. Have you ever thought about a book?
Yes, I have.
You thought about it. Okay, let's stop thinking about it and let's get it done. That's first message. Hey, I'm just the messenger here, okay? Because I definitely see you writing. And I think a lot of your fear is holding this book back. And so, because they're saying that you're afraid to do this, you're probably thinking also, hey, I don't really have anything to say. You got a lot of stuff to say. This is an awesome book. And so you got a lot to say. And the other thing I will tell you, Claudia, is you got a lot of stuff in you that could help other people, not make the same mistakes that we've made. You know, a lot of times I think that we write these books to help other people go, okay, don't go down that path. You know, I've been there. It wasn't fun. Okay. And so, but also we have to allow people to grow and learn as well. But, you know, these books are great, and I see at least one inside of you. There's possibly another one there. But, you know, that's one thing that I first started picking up on is writing. I definitely just saw pages and pages of writing. And so definitely still see that. Let me pull some cards for you really quick. Trust the spirit within you. I think a lot of times, just like everybody, I think there are those days that you think, oh, man, you know, am I sure about this? You know, am I sure about the path I'm on? So trust Spirit, because you are on the right path. You are on the right path. Right now, there's a situation that you're dealing with. Spirit, I don't know what that is, but you've asked Spirit to help you with it. The answer to your prayer is yes. Whatever that is yes. I don't know what that is to you, but the answer to that is yes. You've been asking for something or praying about a situation. And for guidance, the answer to that is yes. I don't know what that is. Manifesting, definitely manifest. We talked about that with the caller right before you. Manifest what you want in your life. See your life the way you want it, and you can have it that way. I think a lot of times we don't think that things can change. We think we're stuck. We're never stuck. We got a spirit within us that doesn't want us stuck. I definitely see that. Why would I also see a move for you? Have you been thinking about moving yourself?
Yes. My question that what I've been putting to Spirit is, should I move to California? I live in South Florida.
Okay, the answer to that is yes.
Yeah, I am feeling so strongly that is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, you are. You should have already been there, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Your fears have kept you stuck in Florida, but that's okay. Spirit's not upset with you, but needs to get you to California. You got a lot of stuff to do in California. Let's get you to California. Because I definitely kept seeing moving for you. And then when I saw houses with you, then when you said you were a realtor, I thought, well, yeah, of course I'm going to see houses and stuff because she's a realtor. But no, it was definitely a move for you. So, and I feel like that you are still going to be doing the same business in California if that's what you want to do. Definitely see that for you. So I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully it helps you.
Thank you so much, Michael.
You're welcome. All right, you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. Definitely so. That was amazing. Okay, all right. Sometimes I'm just like amazed. All right, that's okay. All right, let's talk to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I had two questions. I don't know if we're just limited to one.
You can go ahead and ask. We'll see what Spirit wants to do, but go ahead with your first one.
My first one is in reference to finances. I looked at my bank, and I'm shocked at how much I spent. It really adds up quickly.
It does add up quickly, Mike. I know. You know, we're buying this and that, and then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, what did I do with that? So I don't know about you, but especially 20s, it's like a 20 just seems like it's magical and it just disappears. I don't know what happens to it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Your financial situation, are you working at the moment? Why would I?
I'm starting a job with my godparents tomorrow, actually. They own a donut shop.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I because I definitely saw like a new start of something with you as far as it pertained to work. And so that would be the donut shop for right now. I don't feel like you're going to be in the donut shop forever. So that's good news.
Oh, no. This is definitely just probably for about a month or so.
Yeah. You're not going to be there very long. It's not going to be a career for you. We dropped you, Mike. Can you please call back, Michael? We dropped you. Please call back, all right? And while I'm waiting for you to call back, Mike, I'm going to go ahead and talk to Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Yeah?
Hi, you're on air.
Hey, I'm trying to ask you because I've been having a lot of problems at work with another coworker. So I'm looking to see if you see me getting fired or you see me winning this or how is it going to work out?
Okay, I'm having a hard time actually hearing you. I'm going to repeat back to you what I think the question is here. So I want to be sure I have the right question, okay? And if I'm wrong, please tell me I'm wrong, okay? What I heard you asking is that you're having some problems at work right now with a coworker, and you're wondering if that is going to end up with you losing your job. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like that you are about to leave there, but I feel like that it is your choice, not theirs. So I would say that I don't see you getting fired, but I do see you moving on, onto something else. I just feel like that your time there is coming to an end, but I do feel like that it is your choice when you leave. Okay. I don't see you getting fired over this. But again, you know, if you want to stay there for a little bit longer, that's okay. But I would see you gone out of there by the end of the year. I just feel like that the energy there is very negative. And if you stay there, then there's a chance that next year things could really escalate. And then it might not be your choice to leave. But this time around, it is your choice if you choose to leave there, okay? Hopefully that helps.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, and I see that Mike called back in, so let's go ahead and get Mike back on here with me. Hi, Mike, again.
Hi. Got excited,
I don't know what happens.
I don't know.
I don't know what happens there, but, yeah, definitely see things moving for you. Why would I, Mike, I'm going to ask you a question. Why would I see music around you? Do you do anything musical? Why would I see music around you?
No, I don't. I'm studying media.
Okay.
Broadcast specifically, so maybe a news introduction. I'm not sure.
Yeah, there might be something. I don't know. Do you? I keep picking up music around you. I'm gonna stay with this for a second. I feel like that this could be a spirit. So I'm gonna ask you a couple questions here, Mike, and I just want you to say yes or no. Okay. Don't give me any information. Anybody in your family that you're aware of that was like in a band or was musical? Because I see somebody playing like a guitar.
Yes.
Okay, yes, okay. All right. Okay, is this on your father's side? Would this be on your father's side? Okay. I'm going to shelf that for right now because I don't feel like it fits. But I definitely keep seeing a musician around you, so I don't know. You might just be aware of that. I feel like that there is somebody on the other side. I don't have them connected right now with me. But I do feel like that there is somebody on the other side that is really close to you, were close to you when they were in physical form, that's around you. And they're relating to music. This is somebody that played a guitar and sang, I think.
Can I fill in the blank for you?
Excuse me?
Do you want me to fill in the blank for you?
Yeah, fill in the blank. Yes, that'd be great.
That's actually my grandfather on my, that's my dad. I'm sorry, that's my mom's father.
Oh, okay.
So right when you said guitar, I immediately knew who it was.
Yeah, definitely around
yeah.
you. And I think that he's just coming around right now, Mike, to encourage you because you're a little down right now because of your finances. And he's just coming in right now to encourage you that that's going to change. Your financial situation is going to start improving here. You know, you definitely need to watch what you're spending. Yes, you might want to work on a budget, things like that. But also, I think that times, Mike, you have expensive taste, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. Because, but when you have a very little budget, you might want to watch that. Okay, but that's for right now. You have a little budget. The one thing I would tell you, Mike, what I want you to do is like the other caller I talked about money today with, is I want you to start thinking the amount of money that you need on a monthly basis to have the life that you want. Okay. And I want you to see the life you want. I want you to imagine, you know, the house where you want to live. I want you to imagine the furniture in your house. I want you to see your life ahead. And as you do so, Mike, you will manifest that and draw that to you. And, you know, the one thing I would tell you, a vision board would be good. A vision board is just like a poster with, like, pictures of what we want our life to be. And so... I would definitely do that. You're really good at manifesting. The problem right now, Mike, is you're manifesting some negative things. And so watch what you're saying, okay? I think, you know, you need to really watch what you're saying to yourself. I feel like that you have a lot of negative talk towards yourself. Does that make sense to you? Why would I see that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so really watch that. Do you have another question really quick before I move on? But do you have another question?
Yeah. Yeah, are you getting anything in relationships-wise?
Relationship-wise, I would see somebody coming into your path here actually at the end of the year, or not sooner. I would say around November, yeah.
November, all right, sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem, and definitely see that. And it's time for you to have somebody in your life that you share your life with. So the one thing that I would tell you, Mike, don't get so down on yourself about the expenses and all that stuff. I really feel like that you're a little hard on yourself when it comes to that. You know, hey, we all make mistakes. We all overlook things, and that's all that's happened here, okay? You just overlooked a few things. And so, but
right.
Great things are ahead for you, and I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks again.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, so great things are ahead, Mike. So, you know, hang in there, buddy. All right. I'm amazed. I have no callers. So 347-327-9316. I looked at my switchboard and I was like, okay, nobody's there. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number. If you would like to be on air with me, you would get right on. So you might think about it. All right. We do free readings here. Let me tell you some things that are coming up while we're waiting for some people to call in, and hopefully some people call in. How about we talk about upcoming programs? Let's go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. www.spiritualtalkradio.net, if you want to click over there. And once you get over there, if you would push the upcoming program thing at the top, right above the word Spiritual Talk Radio, you're going to see a thing that says upcoming program. You click on that, you'll see upcoming guests next. Upcoming guests. I have several, but there's three where it says upcoming guests. There's three pictures, so there are three guests immediately coming up. We actually have one coming up that I'm really excited about this coming Friday. Michael Gourley will be with us. Michael has been with us before, and an amazing... amazing talent, definitely an amazing talent. I have no problem saying that. I recognize abilities, and Michael is an amazing talent on our planet. If you're in the area where he is, I would recommend him highly. But he will be back with us on this coming Friday. At 1 p.m. Central, Michael will be with us and telling us who knows what. and, you know, sharing whatever's on his heart. And he'll be doing some readings later on or throughout the program. We'll see how Spirit leads us. But Michael will be with us this coming Friday, July 12th. And then when I come back from my trip, we're going to be on air a little bit next week. Next week, I'm going to have some pre-recorded shows towards the end of the week. I will be reading one time next week because I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to be going to Colorado. So if you're in the Colorado area, I will tell you also I'm going to be reading in Colorado and a little town there. And so if you want more information about that, contact me at insightswithmichaelymel.com, and I'll tell you where I'm at and all that kind of stuff if you want more information about that. But I will be in Colorado. Actually, I arrive in Colorado a week from Wednesday. I'm going to be having an event there on that Friday night, and so it's going to be an awesome time. Going to enjoy it. So, all right. When I get back on Wednesday, July 24th at 1 p.m., I'm going to have Reverend Lois Cheney with us. Hopefully I said her name right. And she's going to be with us, and she's going to be talking about, she's a reader. She's never been here before. She's going to be brand new to Spiritual Talk Radio. And so make her feel welcome when she comes. Finding balance in our everyday life relationships. That's basically what she focuses on. And so if you have relationship questions, she's the person to help you with that. She'll be here Wednesday, July 24th at 1 p.m. Central. Then right after her on July 26th, that Friday, I have another guest. I know, got lots of guests coming up. Vicki Monroe will be with us on July 26th at 1 p.m. Central. Vicki is considered one of the world's leading psychic mediums who goes far beyond basic spirit messaging to include spiritual counseling. She's worked with criminal cold case investigations and much more, and on and on and on. All right. So those are the upcoming guests. And then on the 29th, I have Shawn Michael. He's been here before. Amazing reader as well. All the people here are just amazing, but maybe I'm a little prejudiced since they're guests on my show, but I think they're amazing. And then to end the month, on the 31st, we will have Michael Mates with us. So that is the lineup for the rest of the month as far as guests go. And then I'll be filling in and teaching here and there. Like I said, we'll be on Wednesday. I'll be on Wednesday teaching again and taking readings. And then on Friday, Michael will be with us. Then on Monday, we possibly have a guest for next Monday. That is still very tentative. That's why it's not been announced yet. But we possibly will have a guest on July 15th. And then on July 17th, I will be out of town. And we'll be having shows, which will be pre-recorded, of course, on Wednesday and Friday. All right? So we will be on air next week, but they will be pre-recorded shows. All right. All right. I think that's all I need to tell you about that. Let's go over and see if I have any calls. I do have some calls. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to – I get so excited when I have callers. All right. So, 210 – Kelly. Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, you're on air. Hi.
Hi, you have great energy today, and I wish you only good things in Colorado.
Thank you. I appreciate it. How can I help?
Okay, so this is a follow-up question to what you said just recently and the large audiences. I'm curious if it is my dream of Louise Hay type of group, exciting, or more of a different type of group.
I would say with Louise Hayes, I definitely see you working that way. So I'm going to go with that. Definitely see that for you. I really feel like that Spirit's orchestrating this and bringing this together in your life at this moment. So I'm going to say it's going to be similar to that. I don't know if it's going to be exactly with them, but it's going to be really similar if it's not with them. But I definitely see that, yes.
Okay, well, thank you. That's like a...
Oh, no. Yeah, and that's what you've been wanting, and that's what you're manifesting. The one thing I'll tell you, Kelly, today must be manifesting day. I would, you know, definitely see that. You're drawing that to you. You started drawing that to you. And so I would continue drawing that. If that's what you want, if you want to work with particularly that group, see yourself there and draw that to you. It definitely works, okay? So try it and see what happens, okay?
I know it's a way away, but thank you very much, Michael.
No problem. All right, bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Yeah, it might be closer than you think, Kelly. So, you know, we think things are way, way, way off. And, you know, and this is what we need to change this, too. Okay, we go, okay, well, I would like to have that job, but, man, you know, it's going to be way down the line. It's going to be years down the line. You know, I have to do this, and I have to do that, and I have to get this in place, and you know, I have to let go of that. And, you know, we have this huge list that we go through, and it's just like, You know, I do. I think that sometimes spirit just sits there and goes, you know, huh? With us sometimes. I know spirit goes, huh, with me all the time. My spirit guide most of the time is shaking his head at me like, what? Yeah. So, yeah. So, you know, it's like, you know, let's manifest that and see that coming to us. You know, the one thing that we have to do is we have to say, okay, Spirit, I want this to happen in my life, and I want it to happen in your timing. This is where, as humans, we get hung up on time. I have a friend that she doesn't have a watch. She doesn't have a clock. She got out of the time thing a long time ago. She's trying to teach me how to do it. It's not going very well yet. But, you know, I'm willing to try and willing to change. But, you know, as humans, we're hung up on this time thing. We're so focused on time. And really, in my opinion, I don't think there is such a thing. Something for us to think about. I don't know. We'll have to look into that. All right. Let's talk to 240. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
Hi, I would like to know what job field do you see me working in? How soon?
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know. Maybe it's just me today. I don't know. But so you're asking what job field you're going to be in?
Yes, in how soon?
Okay. I'm really not seeing that at the moment. That doesn't mean it's not happening. Is there a particular area that you want to work in? Is there something that you're aiming at? Because
Not exactly, but there is a certain job that I really want right now.
Okay. What kind of field is it in? I see health around you. I don't know if that's anything you're interested in, but I see like healthcare around you. But I don't know. I don't feel like that's the area that you're wanting to go into, but I sort of see that for you. I don't know why I'm seeing that. But what kind of field are you thinking about?
I'm not really sure exactly, but it's working with the deaf and hard of hearing.
Okay, it's working with what?
Deaf and hard of hearing people.
Oh, okay. So it's sort of in the health field, like sort of thing that I'm seeing around you. I definitely see that working out for you because I definitely feel like you're like a caregiver kind of person. I feel like that you have a big heart for people. And does that make sense? Because I definitely see that for you. And
the job does involve things like that, yes.
Yeah, and I see a lot of healing work with you. Not just with the healing work that, you know, a lot of times we think of healing work as, you know, doctors, nurses, stuff like that. We forget about the metaphysical side of healing. And a lot of times we're going into that. Is that sort of something you're thinking about?
I've actually been thinking about using that as a side thing for me personally.
Right.
And I've also planned on going to a shop, a Reiki shop tomorrow. That's probably what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what. Because I feel like that is going to be an awesome opportunity for you. And I definitely do see your own business with that. So I would definitely, you know, trust intuition inside of you. Keep moving in an energy healing way in your life, and you can't go wrong. Definitely see only positive things for you, okay?
All right, thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
All right, no problem.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, definitely. Because when I saw your hands, when I was looking at your hands, I saw like blue light coming out of your hands. And so to me, that's a lot of healing energy. I definitely saw like blue light around your hand. And so definitely would follow that. If you would like to be a part of the show, 347-327-9316. Otherwise, I think that we're going to be going off the air here shortly. But if you would like to call in, I'm going to leave the lines open for a little bit. 347-327-9316, because I don't have that we're done yet. So I'm going to leave it open for right now. So it's 347-327-9316. Rose, you had your hand up earlier, so I'm going to click on you. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I looked and I saw that and I was like, who pushed that? So I unpushed it.
I know. I was like, oh, you didn't want to talk to me? Okay, I'll just shut you off.
I wasn't allowed to talk. What are you talking about?
I know. I'm just kidding. Okay. Do you have a question or anything you want to talk about? Or?
Well, I don't know. I mean, some stuff happened here, so.
Yeah, let me go ahead.
I don't know if my date is right or.
Yeah, let me pull some cards for you. I'm actually gonna go with my animal guide deck. They told me to go with the animals, so let's go with the animals. Let's see what the animals want to say about the situation going on right now. Okay.
Yes, it's an animal fair over here. Okay.
All right. Yeah. A little crazy sometimes. Dog. Uh-oh. Okay. Dog card, yeah, you don't want to ever hear a psychic go, uh-oh. So erase that. You didn't hear me say that. Okay. Dog, your loyalty and faithfulness is misplaced by serving too many masters. What that means is you probably already figured it out. You're allowing other people in the situation where you are to really confuse you. And you need to find your own power in that situation. And you know, it's just misplaced because you're trying to please too many people right now, Rose. You're trying to please your daughter. You're trying to please your roommate. You're trying to do this. You're trying to do that. Does that make sense? And the one person that really matters here has got lost, which is you. And so you need to find you and stick with what's right for you. Timeline on your situation has changed a little. It looks like it's moved up. Does that make sense?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I knew it would be one way or the other, but I wasn't sure which way.
I'm feeling like it's moving up. The Falcon card says, act on the opportunity that's before you and commit to it without questioning. So I don't know what that opportunity is. I don't know the situation right now yet. But I would tell you to act on the opportunity that's before you and act on it. And don't question your decisions. The problem here, Rose, is you make a decision and then you allow your fears to come in here and stop you from doing it. You're going, well, I can't do this, I can't do that. You know, I got to have this and I got to have that in place. We sort of talked about that a minute ago. You know, we go on this whole list and we go, okay, I got to have this and that and then that. And we don't think that spirit can move. Spirit can move. If spirit wants you in Las Vegas next week, guess what? You're going to be in Las Vegas next week. You might not know exactly how that's going to happen, but if spirit wants you there, Spirit's going to put you there. You know, so I definitely seen that. I've seen that in my own life many times, Rose. And so I'm just saying, if Spirit's called us to do something and wants us a particular way, Spirit is going to provide the means to get us there. I mean, why would Spirit say, okay, Rose, I'm going to take you home if he doesn't do that or she doesn't do that? You know, depends on how you look at Spirit. Yeah. So I would definitely trust Spirit within you right now. Oh, peacock card. Let yourself stand out and be noticed. So, you know, you need to just be noticed. You know, a lot of times you're afraid to be noticed because it doesn't always work out for the best. But let yourself stand out and be noticed, and because you're a wonderful person. You're an awesome person. And you've helped me in many ways that you don't even know about. But you're an awesome person. And so let yourself be that peacock. Peacocks can't be hidden, okay? And so there's a little hard to hide a peacock. Try it. It's not going to work. So be a peacock and shine brighter, okay?
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Does that work? Does that help?
Yeah, it works. I'm going to have to replay it and get it in my head.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
It takes me a minute.
Yeah, it does. It does. And, you know, Spirit's not getting on to you, Rose. They're just saying that you need to stick with that manifestation thing. You know, manifest you guys home. That's where you guys want to be. You want to be home. So manifest you home, okay? And let's get you there. You've been in Oklahoma way too long now. And so it's time to get you home, all right? All right.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you, Rose. All right. Bye-bye. All right. If you'd like to call in, my phone lines are open, 347-327-9316. I'm going to ask you all a question, and I really need your feedback. I ask for feedback, and I hardly ever get it, but I really need your feedback, and I want to tell you why. Okay, I'm having a hard time with time of trying to figure out where our show fits. Now, there are going to be times when I'm going to have to be on at different times because I have guests coming on. I have a guest coming on in Ireland. I have no idea what time it is right now in Ireland. So we're going to have to adjust time sometimes with my guests because I got a lot of guests coming from other countries, Ireland, Australia, England. And so there's a different time zone there. And so it's hard. But what I'm trying to find is where we fit. And I don't think I've found it yet. I don't think I've found it. I don't think I like the time we're on right now. So I'm trying to find a time where we fit. And, you know, so the times that I'm looking at, and maybe you can help me, is I'm looking at 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, which I said, you know, sort of was okay, but I don't know. And or at night, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock even. So you tell me what works better for you, because you guys are the listeners. I want what works best for you all, and for me, and for everybody concerned. But let's talk about it. Let's figure something out. So write me at Insights with Michael, which is my personal email. It's insightswithmichael@ymail.com, and tell me what time works for you. Okay, I know that it's going to be hard to find a time that works for everybody because we all work differently. We all have different lives. But let's try to find a time that fits better. Okay, so work with me. Tell me what you think. You know, does it work better for you mornings? Does it work better for you in the afternoon? Does it work better for you at night? Because I really need to, you know, hear from you. So write me, insightswithmichael@ymail.com. Let me know. And we'll work the best we can, okay? You know, right now we're on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I think that's awesome. I think that works. I'm okay with that. But it's the finding the time is where I'm having an issue. And so mornings, afternoons, evenings, what works better for you? All right? insightswithmichael@ymail.com. All right? Also, you can go check out my website. I'm running a special right now. www.insightswithmichael.com is the website for me. And over there, you can set up a reading with me. And like I said, I'm running a special right now. And it actually ends, Wednesday, the 10th, right? Yeah. And so readings are half price right now. And I want to explain, a lot of times people think, well, I don't want a reading right now. Okay, you don't have to have a reading right now, but you do have to book a reading right now. Okay, you can get that reading. I think you can book a whole year ahead with me, actually. And so, but if you want that at half price, let's say you want a reading with me in, what month are we in? July? Okay, let's say you want a reading. I can't believe that we're already in July. You know, if you want a reading with me in November, you know, book it now. You get a 30-minute reading with me in November for $30 if that's what you want to do. If you want your reading now, that'd be great. I would love to read for you now. I probably, if I was you, I wouldn't book a reading with me today. Just with all the stuff that's going on in my family right now, I will tell you, today probably wouldn't be a really good day for you to book a reading with me. But you could book one with me tomorrow, and that'd be okay. But I really wouldn't book a reading with me today. I just thought I'd give you a heads up. I just really wouldn't do that today. You want a fresh reader. So, all right. I'm a little tired today, guys. It's been a challenging few days here in my life, and so I'm a little tired. You can understand. If you've been through it, you understand totally. If you haven't been through it, it's going to be something that you're going to face someday in your life, and it's not easy. But Spirit helps us through, and that's the main thing. We have to remember that in all situations of our lives, Spirit helps us. I want to be talking about something really quick after I talk to Ann. Rose, I'm going to go ahead and close my phone lines. Ann's my last caller of the day. I'm a little tired. I can't read anymore. So let's go ahead and get Ann on here with me, and then that will be our last call. Hi, Ann.
Oh, hi, Michael. I really appreciate you taking my call because I'm pretty well over the top today. Financing situation did not happen.
Oh,
I was just out trying to see what I could get for a prized possession, which was practically nothing, so I didn't sell.
Right.
I don't know which way I'm going at this point, Michael. I'm kind of not sure what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, and I'm really sorry that that didn't work out for you. I'm sorry that you're going through this. I know it's challenging, and to take on a prized possession and trying to sell it. That means that you're in a desperate place. I mean, that's what it says.
Right, and then getting a lowball offer. So
not right.
Okay.
Yeah, of course, because you got emotional attachments. You got things that it's not worth it. No. And, you know, if you're not going to get what you want for it, no, don't sell it. I will tell you the same thing I'm always telling you. I keep seeing a breakthrough here. I'm going to go with by the end of the month, things will financially change in a positive way.
I'm supposed to maybe have some legal representation at that time if they push the issue further and I'm not able to come up with a certain amount by the end of the month, then I don't know if they're going to do that or what.
Yeah, because I definitely feel like, that they will do this and help you in some way, get past this. I know it's hard right now, Ann, and I know that it's getting really frustrating.
Yeah, it is hot down here, Michael. I don't know what kind of weather you're having, but
we're probably not having. We don't have the humidity like you guys have in Florida, but it is hot today. It's like in the 90s here, but we don't have the humidity. Yeah, you down there in Florida, you guys get the temperature and the humidity,
and no let up. And you know what? That tropical depression is coming around our way, maybe.
Okay.
And it's not definite yet, but I'm getting a little nervous because of what you said. But they haven't predicted anything really bad. They said that just keep tune, that it may get pretty close to us. They're not sure what's going to happen.
Yeah, I feel like that it is going to get close. I don't know if it's going to actually hit that area, but it's going to get really close. I would say towards looks like to me we're on Tuesday. I'd say by Friday or Saturday, we should be having some effect about this. Around the weekend.
Not a big blow up.
I don't feel like it's going to be a huge deal. I'm not really worried about this with you, Ann. Keep an eye on it. You got enough to worry about. Yeah, you don't need this on your plate. But I would definitely keep an eye on it. If I see anything different, I'll let you know on air somehow. But I at this moment in time, man, I don't really see it making an impact on your area or even in that area at all.
Great, but you do feel there'll be some resolution, and I won't be forced.
I don't feel like they're going to be forced to go anywhere. I mean, I know that that's sort of what's happening here, but I don't see that at this moment in time. I don't see that right now.
I got some free legal help, and unfortunately, this woman is not very helpful.
Yeah.
She's not a nice person I'm dealing with.
Right.
So,
yeah,
that's the
case sometimes with people. Not everybody in the world is nice like you, okay, unfortunately.
Oh, thank you, Michael, and that goes for you, too. Write that at you, Michael.
Yeah, but, you know, not everybody's nice like us, unfortunately. But, you know, the one thing, you know, trust your angels, you know, ask Archangel Michael to help you with the situation, and I believe things are going to work out for you, okay? Just keep your head up, Ann, all right?
Thank you so much, Michael. God bless.
You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, I will. All right. Yeah, you know, that's what we're at on our planet right now, guys, and it's hard. I talked about this the other day. You know, when I first started on Blog Talk a few years ago, you know, things weren't like they are right now. And so, you know, people are really hurting right now. We have a lot of hurting people on our planet, a lot of people in situations like Ann, you know, that at any moment they could lose their house, you know, then where they're going to go, you know. These are life and death situations that we are facing together. You know, we played that song, together, you know, we're in this. And I believe in you. I believe in the spirit within you. They can get you through any situation and through any experience that you're facing. You know, there have been experiences in my life that I'm thinking, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how this is going to work out. And I think, man, you know, what is going to happen here? And do you know that every time that I've thought that, and every time that I question Spirit has never failed me. I cannot, and I say this so many times on the show because it's so true. I can't think of a time in my life when Spirit hasn't been there for me. I can't name one time that I could say, well, Spirit, you failed me. I can't think of that. Because there's never been a time in my life from the moment that I was born until the moment I'm in now that I can say that Spirit ever let me down. Now, there has been times that I've questioned where Spirit was. Of course. You know, there's been times in my life when I've went out and I've yelled and screamed and hollered at the top of my lungs. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually good sometimes. You know, sometimes we have to have a release. Sometimes we have to just say, we have to be able to do that sometimes. It's like a pressure cooker. Have you ever seen a pressure cooker? A pressure cooker has a release. It goes that noise, and then it goes a release. I have friends, when they hear me do this, I don't know if you can hear that even, like clipping my fingers on the table, That's usually my little pressure cooker. That's usually when my friends can tell that something's bothering me. Because I start doing that. Start clicking my finger on the wall or on a table. It's that pressure cooker. It's that Michael's about to explode moment. And we all have faced it. We've all dealt with it. Come on, let's get real with ourselves. Let's get real with us. You know, we all face those moments. It's okay, my friends. You know, I grew up in a church that said, oh, never question God. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's okay to question. It's okay to ask those questions of, okay, God, why? This is going on in my life. Why do you allow that to happen? You know, if we ask those questions, Spirit will give us an answer. The problem, my friends, is that we're asking the questions, but we're not waiting for the answers. Let me say it one more time. The problem with humanity in a whole, in my opinion, is that we're asking the questions, but we're not waiting for the answers. Or we don't like the answers that we're getting. Whoa, did I say that? I think I did. I remember one time, it was funny, I got my cards out, and I was doing a reading for myself, actually. And I, you know, I shuffled the deck, and I started laying some cards out and asked a question, you know, like I do for you all. And I laid them out, and I read what the cards were saying. I didn't like what I was seeing. I didn't like the answer. So I thought, I don't want that answer. I don't like that answer. So I shuffle the cards again. Really good. I lay out the cards again. Same cards, same layout. I was like, I don't like that answer. Shuffle the cards. Follow them. Shuffle the cards. Really, really good. Laid them out. Same cards. Same order. Three times. I was like, okay, I might not like the answer, but that's the answer. I think a lot of times we're asking Spirit questions and we don't like the answer. And I don't know about you, but there has been many times in my life that I've said, Spirit, what about this? And Spirit said, no, Michael, don't go that way. Well, I went that way. I made those choices. I made those decisions. We have free will. But Michael didn't like the results. We have free will. We have free choice, yes. But should we always play that card? I don't think so. Because sometimes that card doesn't need to be played. And then we wonder why things are not working out the way that we think. You know, I've ran across this many times in the line of work I do. I tell people, okay, this is what I'm seeing for your life, and this is what could be up ahead for you, and, you know. And then what happens is they don't take my advice, or they don't follow those choices that Spirit has laid out for them, and they go down a path, and then they call me up and say, Michael, it didn't work out the way that you said it would work out. So I ask them, I say, okay, did you change something? And they go, yeah, you told me to go there, but I went somewhere else. And I was like, okay, well, then how in the world are you going to expect it to work out the way it was going to work out? Because you changed the whole thing. So you can't get mad at me. You made the wrong choices, wrong decisions. So we got to listen to the Spirit voice that's within us and that other people are using to advise us. This is not the show I had planned out, guys, but this is the show that Spirit wants me to talk about. So we're going to go with Spirit. I can't go wrong there. I must be talking to somebody right now. So I'm talking to myself, so I know at least one person is getting something out of this. So, you know, we got to get outside of our boxes. Do you know that we are in gigantic boxes? A lot of those boxes we have created, or our fear. Oh, man. I know the fear word again. Nobody likes that word. But, hey, it's better than the other F word. Fear. It keeps us in boxes. It's like, you know, the other day I talked about turtles. You know, today I'm talking about boxes. You know, when I was a little kid, I loved playing in boxes. My parents would get so mad at me. I remember my mom, she was, one Christmas, I got this box, and I got this beautiful present. I had an awesome present. But I spent hours and hours and hours playing with the box. I made the box into a little store. I made the little box into a post office. I made a little box into a hospital. I made a little box into a train. Those kind of boxes are okay to be in, to play in. That was creative. That was good for me. But my mom didn't really see it being a good thing. It was her perception. Again, goes back to perceptions. But the boxes I'm talking about are boxes that are holding us back from opportunities that Spirit is putting into our path. Today I got a phone call about the trip that I'm getting ready to take. And there's a great opportunity that has popped up with this trip already that I'm a little nervous about. I wouldn't say fearful. I don't want to use that word. But nervous about. Concerned, maybe. I don't know. All right. They might be all the same thing. Bottom down to fear, maybe. I don't know. But, we have to get outside of our boxes. Do you know that there's a whole beautiful world outside of our boxes that we're missing, that we're not seeing? Because for whatever reason, we just don't want to leave our box. You know, it's when this trip came into my path. I was a little fearful. Like I said, I'm still a little. You know, as it gets closer, it's next week, and, you know, as it gets closer, I'm getting a little more, that. And so, but I also know that there are so many great opportunities that are going to come from this trip for me that I'm willing to get outside of my box. This is pulling me, guys. This is pulling me out of boxes. But it's going to be a good thing. It's going to be an awesome thing. Like I said, there's already some opportunities that have come up that are awesome. And there's more awesome things coming. But it goes to our perception. I could see this trip as something being really scary for me and build it up to be this really bad thing. And if I build it up to be a really bad thing, guess what's going to happen? It's going to be a really bad experience. But it's not going to be a bad experience because it's an orchestrated trip by the Spirit within me. There's some people that are helping me with this, and it's awesome how it's coming together. Never in a million years would I have thought that this was going to happen for me. It just blows my mind sometimes of how Spirit moves in our lives and how great Spirit is. Just sometimes I just go, wow. And this is one of those wow moments. It's just like, wow. You know, it's all in the way we see things. You know, the other day I was talking to a friend of mine about this trip, and I was really nervous, and I was like, I just don't know about this. Is this a good thing? And they told me, they go, Michael, get outside of your box. outside of your box. You know, what are we planting? Let's go back to the subject of the show. What are we planting? What are we manifesting? What are we drawing onto our lives? And my friend started talking to me about this trip and said, okay, Michael, how are you seeing this? Because it sounds like that you're seeing it as something that's not good. And so they said, you need to change your perception. You need to manifest what you want. And so I thought, okay, I know how to do that. And so I thought, okay, what am I planting here? What am I manifesting here? So I started seeing it being as a good thing. It is going to be an awesome thing, actually. I know that. There's no doubt in my mind that it's going to be awesome. You know, there's my little other mind that tries to come in here and keep me in my box. But the spirit within me, I know that this is going to be an awesome thing. I know it. And so that's all I need to really rest in, is that knowing. Do you know that that's where we need to go? When we manifest something, we need to go into that place of knowing. Okay, you know, it's like the other day when I talked to my friend about this trip. I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to change the way I'm talking about this. So I said, you know what? It's going to be, on my way home from their house, I started saying, you know what? This trip's going to be awesome. I know it's going to be awesome. I know I'm going to make some good contacts here. I know that this is going to move me forward. I just know it. Did you hear me say know it several times there? And I think that's where we're missing the mark in manifesting. It's saying, I know that this is going to happen. I know that this is going to work out for me. I know that the funds are going to be there. I know that following, I think we need to know that. Do you know that ever since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, I don't even know what that means, but that's just a saying, I guess. But knee-high to a grasshopper, I don't even know. Does grasshoppers, I don't know. Okay, that's a whole different ball of wax, I guess. Okay, but let's go on. Okay, knee-high to a grasshopper. So ever since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, I've known that there is something bigger than me. I didn't know what was inside of me for a long time. I thought it was out in the wild blue yonder somewhere. Then I learned that it's inside of me, and that's helped me a lot. You know, to know that the I am energy of all is inside of me, that I'm a part of that. Just think about that for a minute. That would blow your mind all together. Okay, you can just wrap your mind around that. So that's just that's a whole nother show in itself. All right, so, but it's just that knowing. You know, it's like with the situation with my mom right now. You know, I know that this is orchestrated by the spirit within her, and it's orchestrated by the spirit within our family, and everything is going to work out according to the way it's supposed to work out. Yes, it's going to be a big, huge change not having her at home all the time. But life doesn't stay the same. Life doesn't stay the same. So we have to understand spirit. And we have to understand that everything works for a higher good. And sometimes that's really hard to see. You know, I grew up in church, so I'm going to throw out another scripture here. And there was a story about these people. And they were planting seeds. One, they were given a whole bunch of seeds, and I'm not reading it for word. I'm just telling you as I'm remembering it. And you know, they were going out to plant some seeds, and they were supposed to get a harvest, and some of them planted seeds on good ground, and some of them planted seed on not so good ground. And so the one on good ground, they had a great harvest. The one on the other side didn't. You know, my grandfather, which is now in spirit, he loved to garden. He was an awesome gardener, actually. He had a huge garden. When I was a little kid, he had a huge garden. That was like huge. It was like big. And so, but you know, to a little kid, everything's big. So, I don't know. But it was huge. Okay. And he loved to plant stuff. You know, why would you have a garden if you're not going to plant stuff? Okay. So he planted what he wanted to see harvest. Okay. So he planted corn because he wanted some corn. So he planted corn seeds. Please listen to what Spirit wants to say. He planted carrots. So he had to plant carrot seeds. He wanted lettuce. He had to plant lettuce. Okay. Are you following? Are you understanding? So what Spirit wants to ask you a question right now. So what are you planting? What do you want? What do you want in your life? Actually, right now, I'm going to ask you the question, what do you want in your life right now? Right in this now moment. What do you want? And if you want it, plant it. How you do that is manifest it. Know you're going to get it. I know now, without a doubt in my mind, that my business is about to take off, and I'm going to have clients coming out of the woodwork. Because I know that it's time for that to happen. I know that it is time for me to advance forward, and it is time for you to advance forward. But we got to know it. We got to feel it. We got to experience it. We got to accept it. And this is where we're screwing up, I think. Because we have to believe it to get it. See it, believe it, get it. Get it done. Don't you want to have the life that Spirit wants you to have? Yes or no? Don't you? I think you do. So let's see it, believe it, get it done. You want to be at home? You're tired of living where you are? See you someplace else. See you home. Let's manifest it. Believe it, know it. Feel it. Experience it. It's like I want a brand new car. I'm going to manifest a brand new car. I want a blue Ford Focus, actually, and a dark blue Ford Focus. And I'm going to sit in those nice seats. And I'm going to sit behind my steering wheel. I'm going to crank up my radio. And I'm going to enjoy some tunes in my car. I can feel the air conditioning in my car. Oh, man, it feels so good. Are you following? We got to know it and experience it and feel it. A new car is going. I love the car I have. Please don't take me wrong. I love the car that I have. I'm thankful for the car that I have, but I know that Spirit has something better for me, in store for me. But I love the car I have, and I'm so thankful for the car that I have. Even though it's not working right now, I am still thankful for that car because it's teaching me right now with it broken. It is teaching me some really lessons. So I'm really thankful for that car. Okay? Even with the problems right now. Because it's teaching me things about me. Okay? So I'm thankful for that. But I see a new car coming. I feel a new car coming, knowing that I'm going to have that. Okay? Right now, I've been here helping with my parents. I know that time is coming to an end, and Spirit has something else for me. I definitely see a move for me in the near future. Am I a little nervous about it? Course. But I also know that it's time. We have to accept change. But manifesting is part of that. You know, if you feel stuck today, somebody's listening to me right now. You're listening to me right now, live, I think. and you're just feeling stuck. You're feeling like you're trapped, actually. I almost feel like that at times you sit there and you feel like the walls are caving in on you and the roof is coming down. Hey, I've been there. I understand that. But that's just how you feel right now. It's time for you to manifest a better life for you. Do you know that inside of us, I want you to do something with me. Right now, take your right hand and tap on your chest. And I want you to say this with me. Inside me is universal energy of all. Inside me is the universal energy of all. And inside me is so much potential. Inside me is so much potential. And I now, don't say this if you don't want it, I now tap in to all of the potential inside of me. And I walk in to my future, into my destiny at this moment in time. You guys feel that? Something just moved. Did you feel it? I want you to say it again. I now tap in to all the potential inside of me. And I step into my future and move in to my destiny. And I know that it's happening right now. If you really honestly get that into your spirit, if you honestly begin to believe that, my friend, this is your wake-up moment. This is your time to move into your destiny. I'm tired of being stuck. I'm tired of feeling like I have lack. It is time for me to have everything that I've ever wanted, and I step into that place now. I'm tired of whatever. I'm tired of it. I'm moving into something better. I'm seeing something better. I'm manifesting something better, and it is mine right now. My car, my new car, is parked in my driveway right now. My new house is being built right now. My trip is beyond anything that I could imagine right now. I don't know if you're feeling what I'm feeling, but hopefully you are. Something's moving, guys. Step into it. Step into the river. Step into that place. Step into the flow, because it's moving right now. There are going to be some of you that says, I don't believe it, and you're not going to receive it, and that's okay. There's no judgment on my part. You don't want to move into your future? I can't make you do that. It's not my job. But my job is to tell you that you have a bright future and to tell you that you have everything inside of you already waiting for you to tap into it and to move into your future. But I can't make you do it. But I know one thing, you're not going to hold me back either. Because I'm going to move forward. I'm going to move a little higher. I'm going to believe a little bigger. I'm going to dream huge. Because I do not serve a spirit that is limited. Do you know that we're limiting spirit by our limited thinking? Thinking, oh, well, I don't know, Michael. It sounds all good, but I don't know. I don't think I deserve it. I don't think I deserve to be happy. I don't think I deserve to have money beyond anything I could imagine. I don't think I deserve a brand new car. Michael, it sounds okay for you, but I just don't know about me. Makes me sad. Because, you know, there was a time in my life that I saw it that way. I didn't think I deserved good things. Because I was programmed that way. But, you know, we got to get out of our program of whatever. Do you know that most of America, unfortunately, most of America has been programmed to think poverty? You want to write me insightswithmichaelymel.com. I'm not saying anything bad about it. I'm just saying that we have a spirit within us that wants us out of there. But half of the world is in poverty thinking. Hopefully you're not there. Because that's not where Spirit wants you. Spirit wants you to think prosperity. There's nothing wrong with prosperity. You know, there's some people that have misused prosperity, yes. But there's nothing wrong with prosperity. We have to be more careful of how we use things. That's a whole other show, too. I'm not going to get into that right now. We have to change the way we think, guys. So what do you want in your life right now? What is it? If most of you right now are having lives that you don't want, I know that. You call into my show. I know that. So what is it that you want? See it, believe it, get it. One thing that my spirit guide has been talking to me about is we are making spirituality and our lives way too harder than they really are, guys. It is simple as 1, 2, 3. 1, manifest what you want in your life by seeing it. 2, believe it. Know it. 3. Get it done. 1, 2, 3. We get in the mix. We complicate things way too hard. I know I do. I know that I have made my life harder than it should have been. I know. If I had listened to my spirit guide from day one, it would have been a whole lot easier for me probably. But I thought, man, you know, I know a little more than you. Whoa. We know a little more than our spirit guide? I don't know. But we have that ego sometimes that get in our way. We got to get that thing a little in check, I think. So, I don't know. Hopefully you got something out of the program today. I do feel like I'm going to get ready to close out here. You know, I love you guys. I really do. I want to see you guys grow way beyond anything that I could ever imagine for you. And some of you have. Some of you are doing really super duper jobs. And I'm like a little proud daddy going, whoa, great job. Do you know that we need one another? I am so thankful for a support system around me, not just on the spiritual side, but on the physical side as well, that I know that during this time of my life that we're dealing with issues with my parents, that Spirit has surrounded me with people that have already gone through this. They've already been there. So they're there to help me navigate through this right now. Sometimes we need somebody to help us navigate life. That's why we have readers like me. We're navigators. We help you navigate. We help you see, whoa, don't go that way. There's a big, gigantic wall right there. That's what I believe that readers like myself are. I see myself as a person with a map of your life, and I try my very best to navigate you through the best I can. Again, you have free will. You don't have to go down the road that I tell you that you should go down. But don't blame me when you fall off the bridge if you go a different way. Okay? Just don't blame me. All right? Let's see. What is today? Today's Monday, right? Yeah. All right. I don't know. This holiday, guys, got me all messed up. You know, I thought every day was the 4th. I mean, they started shooting firecrackers off on the 4th. Then they shot firecrackers on the 5th. Then they shot firecrackers on the 6th. I'm like, really confused. Okay, so give me a break a little, okay? So, but I know it's Monday. And so we'll be back on air on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central. We'll probably stick with that, but due to family situations going on here, that could change. So, you know, this week might be a little weird off and on. So Wednesday could be a little iffy, but right now it's scheduled for 1 p.m. Central. And so so tune in on Wednesday for that program. Let me go ahead and sit back down. I've been staying it up for a little bit here. So I get so much energy flowing through me while I'm doing the show that I just got to stand up and walk around. I can't sit down anymore. And so I don't know if that's the spirit within me, my Pentecostal background. I don't know. But there are moments that I just have to stand up and walk around. And there's just so much energy that flows through my body sometimes that I just got to do that. And maybe some of you experienced that as well, but I don't know. If you would like to get a full reading from me, like I said, please don't book them today. I'm not doing any readings today, except for the ones I did on air. I'm not doing any readings today. So go to my website. Go to www.insightswithmichael.com. Go ahead and book a reading ahead. You can do it for tomorrow or whenever. If you want the special, you're going to have to book soon. Okay, that special ends Wednesday. Right now it's 30 minutes, $30, 60 minutes, $60. That will go up and will not come down for a while, guys. My readings will probably not go on sale again until around December. So I would take advantage of this right now. I will tell you that I don't plan on having any specials until December. Take advantage of the one that is on right now, okay? And if you want, because it's still up there, I'm going to leave it up here until tonight. Then I'm taking it down. Right now, you can get a 10-minute reading with me for $10. If you book that today, of course, you can't book a reading with me today. Get a reading anyhow. You can book a reading today. You just can't get a reading today. And so, but I would book a reading now. You know, a lot of you have $10 laying around. $10. And I will tell you, most likely, I read until I'm done reading. So that 10 minutes could end up, you know, who knows. But I'm saying take advantage of it. If you ever wanted a reading from me, this would be your time. That does go away tonight at the end of midnight tonight. That will be gone. I meant to do it last night, but with all the stuff going on here, I forgot to do that. So I'm going to honor it, and that's just who I am. And so, because it is up. And so if you would like to book a reading, that $10 special, I will honor it. But I will tell you, it will go away today, tonight. Sometime tonight, it will go away. Book it now. All right. Guests coming up. You know, awesome guests coming up, actually. Some really new people. I got a lot of new people coming. I'm excited. August, we've already got some guests booked, guys. Some really awesome people coming here. And so we've had some really awesome people here already. I'm just waiting to see more awesomeness. Is that a word? I think it is. Okay. But I'm just waiting. I'm waiting to see what Spirit's going to do next. You know, I wake up every day and I go, Spirit, what are you going to do today? What little miracle are you going to bring in my life today? You know, what do you got planned for me? What am I supposed to learn today, Spirit? It's all in the way we approach life, guys. Honestly, it's all in the way we approach it. So what am I supposed to learn? What am I supposed to learn right now with my aging parents? What am I supposed to learn? A lot, actually. A lot. So, all right. I love you guys. Thank you for your prayers during this time for me and my family. I appreciate it so much. Let's pray right now for my mom. This is a hard thing for her, guys. Hard thing for my dad. Hard thing for me as well. So let's go ahead and pray. And ask Spirit to help in all situations. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. Father, Mother, God, we might not always understand the seasons of our lives. But we go through them. And Father, Mother, God, right now, as my mom and my dad and my family face a season of change, we ask for your guidance. We ask for your direction in all things. We ask for wisdom and comfort and understanding that goes beyond our human stuff. Father, Mother, God, right now I pray for my mom and my dad. This is hard on both of them right now. They've been together for many years and this is going to be different. And Father, Mother, God, I pray that you would help them and that you would comfort them in this time. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for your love that I feel right now. And I thank you for holding me and taking care of me in a season of change. I thank you for the miracles that are going to come out of this and the lessons that I will learn through it. I know that you are with us and that is all that matters. And you will help us through this season of our lives. And we say namaste and we say amen. We're all going through seasons, guys. Some of you are going through some really hard times right now. I know. You call in. I know. And I want you to know this. We've said no a lot of times. Can anybody count how many times I've said no today on this program? Maybe I should do a contest. You know, how many times did I say no today? But we're not doing a contest. But, you know, it would be really interesting of how many times I've said no today. But, you know, I hope you know that I'm here for you, not just on this program. If you need me, write me an email. Yes, I do readings, and that's my business, and that's how I make money, yes. And if you want a reading from me, that'd be great. But if you need just a friend to talk to, and it's not a reading, I would love to be your friend. I'm already your friend, you just haven't reached out to me yet. I'm already your friend. So if you need a friend, if you just need somebody to chitter-chatter with, I would love to chitter-chatter with you. I love to chitter-chatter. Just ask my parents. I think that from the moment that I learned how to talk, I don't think I've ever shut up. So I love to chitter-chatter. So if you need a chitter-chatter buddy, I'm it. So, but, you know, I just want you to know that you are awesome. Do you know that? You are awesome. Just the way you are, right now, you are awesome. And when I really got that, when I really started understanding it, when I knew that I'm awesome, I know it. There is no doubt in my mind that I'm awesome. And I don't mean it in an egotistical way. I just know that I know that I'm awesome. Because I got a wonderful spirit within me. I'm a wonderful spiritual being. Maybe in a weird human form at the moment. But I know who I am. And that's all that really matters. And I love me. Can you say that? Something for you to think about. Have a great day. And you be you. I'll be me. And together we will get there. Feels like I'm missing something. I don't know. This feels like I'm missing something. So hold on for a minute while I try to figure out what I'm missing, because I just feel like I'm missing something. Okay, hold on. Yeah, I'm missing something. I'm actually, right now, guys, I'm seeing our planet, and I need to focus really quick here. There is something that we need to pray about. I'm trying to figure out what that is. It's a city in the United States that we need to cover with white light. Hold on while I pinpoint this. Okay, I got it. Let's cover Chicago, Illinois. Let's go with a 500-mile radius of Chicago, Illinois. From the heart of Chicago, 500 miles out, every direction. I want us to white light that area. Okay, we're going to be quiet while we do that. Let's white light from the center of Chicago, from the heart of Chicago, 500 miles out of each direction. Okay, we're going to be quiet while we do that. Then we're going to go to another city really quick here. All right, we're going to move really quick here, guys. We're going to go down to, I was going to go down to Florida, but we're switching over to Los Angeles. Again, we're going to go 500-mile radius around the heart. Let's go to the heart of Los Angeles and go 500 miles out of Los Angeles. Okay, let's white light right now. Okay, we're going to go down to Oklahoma City. We're actually going to go to Norman, Oklahoma. Norman, Oklahoma. We're going to go to the heart of Norman, Oklahoma. And we're going to go to... Okay, we're actually going to go a little farther out, guys. Let's go out 1,000 miles from the heart of Norman, Oklahoma, 1,000 miles out in every direction. We white light right now. We're going to go down to Tampa, Florida right now. We're going to go a 300-mile radius outside of Tampa, Florida, all around Tampa. Right now, we're going to white light from the heart of Tampa, Florida, 300 miles in every direction. We do it so right now. Okay, we're going to white light every Amtrak train track, every Amtrak train track in the United States, every Amtrak track. Okay, I want you to white light Amtrak, every station, every train, everybody that works on them, white light right now, every Amtrak track. Father, Mother, God, right now, I pray for Amtrak. I cover every train track, every train, every person that are boarding Amtraks right now or are on Amtraks. I cover right now every Amtrak train. And I see only safety. I only see safety. I only see safety on every train track right now. From now until the end of this month, I cover every Amtrak train with white light. And I only see positive safety in place. And I say namaste, and I say amen. All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good day. Prayer does change things. I'm going to actually contact a person that I want on my show that will show us how science has proven, how science have proven, they have a research clinic that they have proven prayer works. And so I'm going to try to get them on the show. So you guys pray about it. Be sure that we manifest that. But I would love to have them on here. So we're going to be contacting them really soon. And so I watched a video of his today that I might post on Twitter later. Yeah, I want him on here. So we're going to manifest that. So you guys have a great day. I'll be back here Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central as spirit permits. All right. See you guys later. Let me go ahead and play a song. Let's play this one. Bye-bye, guys.
Permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.